Many of us, the holiday season means a lot of things. For some, it means joy and love. For others, annoyance at the commercialistic nature of the holiday. And still for others, it brings that thought that I've pooped four times today. I'm not really sure because I haven't upped my brand level. Well, in two acts today on This O'Clarion Life, hosts Scott Morfitt
and Eric Christensen, we'll be bringing you the best in the holiday season. First off, we've got a poem that I wrote called Westerlies, and it's about getting older, you know, and feeling the cold wind on your neck, the cold wind of life.
So that brings us to Act One, Westerlies.
Westerlies. You already know those St. Paul streets like home. You have a place you can get groceries so you can shut yourself in at night with red wine and grilled cheese to try to stop the heartache bred from bank statements, loneliness, and little cash for furniture. But if it snows there, it snows here right after. And if you felt like a white Christmas, you'd get 20 of them. And four slushy tires to lift you over to 10 shining places to fill you with the spirit that would make sure the brilliant wind would sing something you could make an angel to. And I'll wait for a good job to move west to you and give you a ring, then fashion a few beneficiaries carrying our facial features who bury themselves every winter under that fierce white and let their boots drip on warm new kitchen tile.
Well, thanks for that piece, Eric.
Thank you, Scott. I gotta say, it was a joy. I now know the spirit of giving. Coming up here in Act Two, we've got a story by our own contributor, Scott Morfitt. He's got a story for us about finding out just what the holiday season is all about. It's called The Vegas Story Ever Told. And I think by the time you're done listening to it, I think you'll know what Scott now knows, that the holiday season is more than just giving and receiving. It's about the experience.
The Vegas Story Ever Told.
I've never been, in my feelings about the holiday season. With all the stuff in media and you know how stores are. I've felt like, not normal or even keeled. A lady I know always tries to feed me tidbits and items about the season to change my opinion. She also makes points from time to time, which makes sense. Her main point isn't lost on me anyway. When she wants to, she can be, Where this gets different, I guess, is one day I was walking on a cement thing in a place. The weather was, you know, this type of year weather. All around me, people were going to and fro, conducting what they needed to get done, I assume. Then, in an area, I saw an act of nicety that was beyond the norm done between two people. Now, it's important to know, to get the real impact of this story, that they were different ages and might have had differing financial situations. After I saw this, I really started to think, and through free association, I realized that somehow this was connected to December stuff. With this new thought, I wanted to go somewhere where stuff happens and raise my voice to tell people what I had just witnessed. Because I realized that is what it's all about. Synergy and kindness are at the, you know, like middle or whatever of this season. And that made me feel different than I did before. Maybe better, maybe not. Different though, I'm firm on that. So, in the end, I have now improved some things in my life, and there is a connection between this and the nice thing I saw and events in December.
That makes me feel very deeply. And in the end, I must say, God bless us, everyone.
And that was Scott Morfitt with The Vaguest Story Ever Told. Lovely story. Lovely story. Lovely, lovely story.
Well, thank you, Eric. It was really important to me to learn things. Really to dig in and find out.
It's really important, especially in the holiday season, to be curious. To be existential, to realize what are the things in my life that are important. And I think your story really nailed that one on the head.
Well, thanks, Eric. And thank you for joining us today on this Oclarian Life Holiday Edition. Our producers were Scott Morfitt and Eric Christensen. Our executive producer is Mr. Andy Plank, who made the nicest possible, but not plausible, promise to me this holiday season.
And I'll wait for a good job to move west to you and give you a ring. Then fashion a few beneficiaries carrying our facial features.
And I'm Scott Morfitt.
And I'm your host, Eric Christensen.
For this Oclarian Life.